This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, we got a message. To the effect that, you know, somebody was denied a lease contract, for their business. And the grant for that denial was, bad credit score.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually gave us a question as to bad credit score.
Yeah.
What it's got to do with the lease contract or the lease arrangement. And why would somebody in business has that, a bad, a credit score after all? Is it alarming?
It happens.
But is it alarming though?
Not really.
Philip, is it alarming?
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
For someone in business with a bad credit score?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's got an effect as well?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh. My reasoning was, and I don't know if I'm thinking about this just from a layman, I was like, well, people in business, they never really know. Sometimes maybe things don't go too well. Mm. They're waiting for suppliers to pay or clients, and they can't keep up. Not a good enough excuse?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay. Morning, Philip. How are you doing?
Like it.
So Philip is here. He's the broker and owner of Remax. And my question still stands, maybe. What does one's credit score, whether it's an individual, whether it's in business, have to do with leasing of property? And why is it important for that to be taken into account?
Okay, so we go through this credit check process and not everyone goes through the same process for credit checks, but we go into a lot of detail, and what we're trying to ascertain is your behavioral patterns on how you pay certain suppliers. So we'll also take into account what suppliers you are not paying. And the adverse reasons that might be. You might be from a divorce or something, and your ex is spiteful, or that might affect your credit record. But I think the most important thing is to be forthcoming about that. But I also think it's very important to differentiate between residential leases and commercial leases.
Okay.
Because that's what the question is, a commercial lease. Mm-hmm. So a residential lease, there's other laws that govern the leasing of residential property, i.e. it's a process to get somebody out of a property, get them evicted.
Okay.
When it comes to commercial, there's much less law that governs.
Okay.
And now you've got to take your reputation into account as well. So if you don't pay your commercial lease, I can go and put chains on your doors. What reputational damage is that going to bring to your industry, your business?
Yeah.
We've got a client, actually. He's leasing a commercial property and a residential property from us at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Get this. He's paying his commercial lease. He's not paying his residential lease. Why would that be?
He's aware. Because you've got chains on the door.
He's aware. That we are within the legal framework to go and chain up his doors on the commercial property, not the residential one.
Because the residential one, that spoliation remedy that might even come into picture as well.
Yes. So, yeah. So that's the thing. And when we do a credit score or credit check, we try and ascertain your behavioral patterns, how you pay. For instance, you might not have paid your Fushini account, and it's at $200-$300, but there's a lot more spin in your account. There's a lot of money. So then that's obviously a dispute, or it's oversight. You might not be aware that you actually have a bad credit score. Sometimes you've changed address. I've had a client that, this is a sale agreement, but it's the same thing. The credit score was affected by a Fushini's club account. Where they send you that booklet?
Oh, yeah.
And they keep sending it.
Yes.
Even though you try and cancel it. And they keep charging you $50. So, this client moved, didn't notify Fushini that the address has changed, but Fushini now keeps delivering this booklet every month.
Every month, yeah.
And charging you every month.
Sure.
So this client was behind like $6,000, but they're earning $300K a month. It's not like they didn't want to pay. It's like they were not aware.
Mm.
And then as soon as they did a credit application, this popped up, and they're like, oh.
Oh, yeah, there's this.
Oh, there's that.
Mm. Oh. Mm.
So then they contacted Fushini's, sorted it out, paid it, and please cancel the magazine now.
So there'll be like certain circumstances under which you'd be willing to take a risk on someone or to be more understandable because you understand what's going on.
Yes. Now, another thing, suretyships.
Uh-huh.
If you have a bad credit record, we might ask you to get your sister to co-sign the lease with you.
Yeah.
Take surety. Now, therefore, her credit score will also be bound to yours.
Yes.
So, you know, in the payment of that lease. So if you don't pay, your sister's going to have a bad credit record. Mm. We as the agency are comfortable because we know that's going to be a fight we're not part of.
Oh. Breaking up families.
Well, it's not the aim and the goal, but, yeah, you know, there is added pressure as most people have become comfortable not answering suppliers that call them. They've become comfortable at dodging them. It's a way of life. So it sort of speaks to the person how negligent you are and how you know, badly you are trying to. And this is where forthcoming comes into play. If you are forthcoming about it, you're playing open cards, you're saying, yes, I still have this bad credit record, but we can see on your bank statements that you've been paying them every month. Mm. You just haven't settled them.
Okay.
And it's still a process, but it shows intent, and we can see that there's enough to cover. And then we'll also make a kind of a judgment call. Can you afford this property? Can you not? There are guidelines in terms of how much you can pay per month based on what your salary is. Now, it's a bit higher than a bond. We would usually only allow a client to sign, or if you're buying, 30% of your income can go towards the bond. When you're leasing, it can go up to 50% because you might be the second applicant and the lease is just going through you, but your husband is covering everything because he's bad on credit or something like that. And this is where marrying in community of property is a bad idea, because if your wife or husband in past has had, you know, things like this, before you get married in community, do a credit check.
You heard
just
from
know,
Philip.
Just know who you're getting married to.
Do the credit check before getting married into community of property. Yeah, no, that's Philip talking to us this morning. Philip Skuman, broker and owner of Remax.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.